You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, the well has water in it. The river or rivers have water in them. The water, in essence, in the well is water, is the same, and the water in the rivers, in essence, is the same as water. But yet the water in the well is for one purpose, and the water in the rivers is for another purpose. So he's just simply telling us here that there are two experiences in the Holy Ghost. He's telling us that there is one experience of receiving eternal life, whereby the Holy Spirit will impart unto your spirit eternal life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And then John R. Rice, who was in Dallas at the time, pastor at the tabernacle there on East 10th Street, he said there is an experience subsequent, and I had some correspondence with Brother Rice that I wrote to him and gave him some scripture on the Holy Spirit, and he wrote me back and said, I didn't even know that scripture's in the Bible. I have that letter in my possession. But anyway, he said there is an experience subsequent to salvation called a baptism in the Holy Ghost, and at least at this time he was kind about it, but he said our dear Pentecostal friends are in error. You know, you don't have to speak with tongues, or you don't speak with tongues. He said Acts 1:8 is the pattern. You know, Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power, and shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth. So he said, you just claim it by faith, and go out to witness, and that's it, you've got it. But then you see, the full gospel folk said that that Acts 2:4 is the pattern. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, now, who's right about it? You see, who's right about it? Well, I'll be honest with you. As a young minister, I was a little confused about it. You can understand that, can't you? And so you can understand why the laity is confused a lot of times, because the ministry is confused. Well, I knew this much, and I've always been a stickler for the Word. I just go to the Word of God, and I ask myself the question, now, do I know the Holy Ghost? And certainly I knew I did, for I had become acquainted with Him in the new birth. And His Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. But now, is that the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It seems to me that Jesus, and this scripture helped me, perhaps it would you, that Jesus makes it very clear and very plain of these two experiences in the Holy Spirit. In the 4th chapter of John's Gospel, for instance, and you could turn there, to the woman at the well of Samaria, you remember Jesus said unto her, that if you'd asked me, I'd give you water to drink so you'd never thirst again. And she, of course, was thinking naturally. She said, Lord, give me this water so I won't have to come here and draw. But Jesus said, the water that I give you shall be in you. Now, see, this is the 14th verse of the 4th chapter of John's Gospel. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, turn over to the 7th chapter of John's Gospel, please, and let's start reading with the 37th verse, and let us read here through the 39th verse. John 7, 37 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now it's quite plain to me that in these scriptures, that here at least, water in this instance is a type of the Holy Ghost. Now he said to the woman at the well of Samaria, the water that I give you shall be in you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's eternal life. That's the new birth. But then he said, he speaks here of another experience, of out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not just a river, but rivers. Now the well has water in it. The river or rivers have water in them. The water, in essence, in the well is water, is the same, and the water in the rivers, in essence, is the same as water. But yet the water in the well is for one purpose, and the water in the rivers is for another purpose. So he's just simply telling us here that there are two experiences in the Holy Ghost. He's telling us that there is one experience of receiving eternal life, whereby the Holy Spirit will impart unto your spirit eternal life and bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. But then there is another experience whereby out of your belly, out of your innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. One experience, the new birth, is for your own primary individual good and blessing. But the other experience of being baptized with the Holy Ghost is to enable you to be a blessing to others. Well, Jesus said to the disciples, you remember, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Didn't he? He didn't say tarry in Jerusalem until you be saved. He didn't say tarry ye, that's Luke 24:49, you know. He didn't say tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be born again, did he? He said tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Is that right? Now then notice again, I want to call your attention to something else that we hit on before, but we need to reiterate these things. Come again with me to John, the 14th chapter, and let's read again this 16th and 17th verses, please. Jesus here, you see, is talking to the disciples, to his followers. And he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now let me stop off long enough to say here now, you didn't get it. He didn't say that it, said he may abide with you forever. Now listen, 17th verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now I want you to notice something. We made mention of this before, but we want to reiterate it. The experience of receiving the Comforter, the experience in the Holy Ghost that Jesus is speaking of here, he said the world cannot receive. Is that right? Then if in the new birth, I know this, you do become acquainted with the Holy Spirit in the new birth, we'll touch that in a minute. Then if because you were born again, you've got the Holy Ghost, and that's all the Holy Ghost there is, and there's no more experience, then Jesus is wrong in his statement here. Then he didn't know that the world could receive, because he said the world can't receive. Isn't the world sinners? I say, isn't the world sinners? Isn't the world those who are outside of Christ? Isn't that right? Now the world can receive the new birth, can't they? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Jesus said. Is that right? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He didn't say go preach the Holy Ghost to the world. He said go preach the gospel. For God so loved the world, the Bible said. This is for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that correct? Now you can see it again, and we need to go over these things. I've covered it before, but I want to reiterate today. In the 8th chapter of Acts, notice again, please. And this will catch folks up who haven't been in the services on what we've said, and then we'll go on from there, you see. I've learned from experience, friends, you have to reiterate teaching if you want to build it into the spirits and hearts of folks. Just because you said it one time, people don't get it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
winter Bible
so
seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes,
on Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m., but on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m., and then a 7:30 p.m.
service.
7 p.m. service.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. All the graduates from
all the schools
world.
All over the world.
Yes.
300 and something out of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night, it's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.